So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, very good.
Very good.
Very good.
Oh,
he's dying. Very good.
Tell me you're not listening. Yeah. Without telling me you're not listening.
I was not listening, obviously.
Thank you for that report. Very good.
Looks like Aaron Rodgers may have played his last professional football game. Had a horrible night last night. God.
He walked out of his press conference. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm. For 38-year-old Joe Montana, it was a 27-17 loss to the Miami Dolphins, wearing a Kansas City Chiefs uniform. For 38-year-old Dan Marino, it was a 62-7 loss to the Jaguars. Wow. And for 45-year-old Tom Brady, it was a 31-14 loss to the Dallas Cowboys.
Are we putting Aaron Rodgers in the same caliber of those greats?
You wouldn't?
Well, I guess in his prime I would, but there were a lot of years there where he was not.
He won more Super Bowls than Dan Marino.
That's fair.
He's up there.
Trying to remember what the question was.
Oh, definitely a Hall of Famer.
You know, of course, the reporters are there doing their job. They're going to ask him after that butt whooping last night if he's sticking around. He said he wasn't going to make any emotional decisions about whether he will retire or come back for one more season. he also thought it was crazy that Mike Tomlin is separating from the team with all of the success he's had over the years.
And I'm a huge Pittsburgh Steelers fan, have been since 1978 when we were living in Anchorage. I'm not going to bore you with the story again, but...
Thank you.
You're welcome. I love Mike Tomlin, and it pains me that a guy who has never had a losing season in his career is unceremoniously basically shown the front door. Well, he resigned. He wasn't.
Come on.
They worked it out together, I'm sure.
It was actually a question about his coach where he walked out. He said, "I've already told you guys how I feel about him. Bye." He just got up and walked out.
Players love him. Absolutely love him. And when you've coached for 19 seasons and you have never had a losing season.
How many Super Bowls has he won?
One. Been to two.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When was that?
17 years ago, Dan.
Okay. Yeah. So maybe it's, you know, yeah, you're doing good, but what else you got?
Well, but when you're coaching in an era of the New England Patriots and the Kansas City Chiefs, it's kind of hard to get your foot in the door.
Well, do better.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's just some of their thought process.
Why don't you keep your thoughts to yourself?
Keep in mind, that's how we got Andy Reid.
I'm just exploring what they may be thinking about.
Great point, Sam.
Andy Reid was very successful as a coach at New England, but Philadelphia, but he wasn't living up to what the Eagles organization wanted out of a coach, which was titles. So he came here and brought him here.
Mm-hmm. And maybe that's what's going on in
he'll find a place to land.
Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Actor Timothy Busfield, you may not know the name. You definitely know who he is. He in Field of Dreams, he's the brother who's like, you've got to sell. You've got to, you know who I'm talking about?
No.
He drops the kid and she starts choking on a hot dog.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's Timothy Busfield. He was in 30-something as well, I think.
Yes.
But also, I know him from Field of Dreams. He's the brother who's trying to convince his sister and Kevin...
Costner,
to sell the farm. You can't build this baseball field out here. What are you guys doing? You're ruining everything. He has turned himself into authorities after two children accused him of sexual abuse in New Mexico.
He's married to Melissa Gilbert. I think most people our age know him from West Wing, Scott. So he's the guy that, like you said, you might not know his name, but the minute you see his face,
you know exactly who
this actor is. Mm-hmm. He says it is all lies, that this was a pair of twins on a set of a movie he directed 20 years ago or 15, however long, it was a long time ago, and that he has no recollection. They said he tickled them. He said, I'm not saying I did or didn't tickle them. Like, we were all goofing on the set, but I don't have any recollection of inappropriate behavior. Married to Melissa Gilbert, by the way, which I did not know until it came out that there was a warrant out for his arrest.
Trevor Noah will be hosting the Grammy Awards for the sixth consecutive year, but this time it is being billed as a farewell gig. The Recording Academy announcing today that the South African comedian is returning one final time to the Grammys, which will air on February 1st, for which he will also serve as executive producer. Only singer Andy Williams, who hosted the Grammys seven times in the 1970s, has hosted more often. Noah himself is a four-time Grammy nominee and is up this year in the Best Audiobook, Narration, and Storytelling Recording category for Into the Uncut Grass, which is apparently a children's story. I have no idea. Kendrick Lamar, Lady Gaga are among those leading nominees for the 68th annual Grammys, which will air on CBS. What was Lady Gaga in that she would be? Oh, Grammys. Sorry.
That's music.
Yeah, duh. Mm-hmm.
I was like, she was in a movie again?
I was thinking Oscars.
She was in music.
Thank you, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Here to help.
Mm-hmm.
Can I correct something?
What'd you say, Sam?
I said you're doing a lot of that this segment.
Yeah, now I want to correct something. Mr. Busfield, who was taken into custody, this all started after police began investigating him after a call from a doctor at the University of New Mexico Hospital where staff members requested a sexual abuse investigation. And I misspoke. It was not years ago. It was 2022.
It was a movie called The Cleaning Lady or a TV series called The Cleaning Lady or something.
Crime drama on Fox. I had not heard of that.
Not to make it a topic, but we do bring you the news, if nothing else. A proposal in the Jackson County Legislature could restrict law enforcement's ability to hide their identities. It follows last week's shooting in Minneapolis, numerous complaints about agents wearing masks. The ordinance was originally introduced last month, but yesterday, in his first order of business after being elected chair of the legislature, Manny Abarca introduced a substitute bill named the Rene Good Transparency and Accountability Ordinance, named after, obviously, Rene Good from Minneapolis. And did I read a story that ICE is in Kansas City now?
Channel 5 is reporting they are in town now.
There has been a number of reports on Reddit threads, social media pages, not necessarily news outlets, but people who break stories.
I think it's worth having a conversation about the mask, and here's why. We do not live in a police state, do we, or do we? That's probably up for debate right now.
You're really opening that can of worms?
And I, while I understand for undercover you know, narcotics officers who find themselves at a crime scene. And, you know, I understand there are some times where you need anonymity in law enforcement. I strongly feel that is not the case with what is going on here. I don't, why is everybody masked up? It just doesn't look right.
I will agree with you. It gives the wrong look. Yes.
The optics are not good.
Mm-hmm.
Who are we hiding from?
Well, they would argue...
it's publicly funded on public streets, yeah. Right?
They would argue they need it for their own protection, but I would counter that argument with Kansas City police don't mask up.
Themselves.
And they deal with some of the worst.
Every day.
Easily identifiable. They live in this town. ICE agents theoretically don't live in Kansas City. Some might. But I would my guess would be that most of the federal agents that are sent to Minneapolis or Portland or New Orleans, wherever, are probably not from the town that they are conducting their operation.
Now, I read, I think one of the sheriffs, and I think it was Jackson County,
Daryl Forte,
did not like the full-on ban of the mask. And he said what I was just talking about. There are times where law enforcement officers need anonymity. But we also, I don't think, need the blanket mask up everybody. There's got to be a happy middle.
He said it felt like government overreach, and it was another one of those decisions where they're making a policy change decision without the input of those who will have to carry out the policy.
And I wonder if ICE would make the argument that we fall under the supremacy clause of the U.S. Constitution, where, you know, Jackson County, haha, that's cute. You can pass any law that you want, any ordinance that you want, forcing us to put masks on. We're federal agents. We respond only to the federal government. You can make the argument. I don't know if it carries water, but you could make that argument that they fall under the supremacy clause of the U.S. Constitution.
I would say the difference between certain officials in the Kansas City Police Department is that there is no effort to dox a Kansas City police officer.
What does this term dox mean? I've heard
when
this.
When you put out someone's private information.
Address, kids' names, where their kids, literally anything and everything that you would want to keep private in your life, they put it online. And the internet is really good at finding it, and they find it super quick.
Is this a relatively new word? Because I've only heard it used in like the last year or so.
10, 15 years.
I was just about to say the last decade.
Really? Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah.
It really came about with the growth of the internet and social media and internet warriors.
Okay, 913-586-7798, 586-7798. We'll get to your calls, your comments in just a moment. Phone lines are filling up pretty quickly. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III, Dan Weinbaum. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat. throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
From the text line 2201, you guys are wrong again, spewing out bad, dangerous information about ICE. I don't know what we said that was bad or dangerous.
The sheriff doesn't want a policy
the
across the board that says masks or no masks. That's always said.
The Jackson County Legislature, the head of the Jackson County Legislature, his first act of business was pushing through an ordinance that would make it illegal for ICE officers to wear masks in Jackson County. And rumor is that they are in Jackson County now.
We did comment about the federal laws and their relationship to state laws. Was that dangerous?
I don't think that was dangerous nor bad information. There is a supremacy clause in the U.S. Constitution that says federal law trumps state law trumps local laws. Texter, with respect, 2201, I welcome you to call in. I don't think we said anything dangerous nor bad, nor even remotely anti-ICE, quite frankly. And I'm not going to get into what happened last week in Minneapolis because apparently in America, everybody sees the same video different ways. All we said was that there was an ordinance pushed through by Manny Abarca. The sheriff doesn't necessarily like it, Daryl Forte, and that ICE agents often wear masks. These are facts. They're indisputable. Jim in Topeka. Jim, hello.
Hello there. This is only a further deal of how far we've gone away from civility. The thing of it is what they're trying to get away from is being identifiable to what they're calling an auditor. And the auditor will not identify themselves with their name. A lot of times the auditor can even have a mask and hide their identity and what have you. The auditor will not only do that and harass those people, they harass their families, they will harass a lot of stuff. That mask is one small, almost insignificant step in trying to help them take care of their family and their harassment. And I do not want to take it away from them unless you take away the mask and failure to produce the name for these auditor people. So what's fair is fair. How about that?
Okay. All right, Jim. Do appreciate the call, man. Thank you for it. Ricky in Lee Summit. Ricky, hello.
Hey, Ricky.
Hey, guys. Love the show. You guys are killing it. But the problem we have here is you said that the news is reporting about all these ICE vehicles in the area. Yes. That is very much true, but those came straight from Ford, got upfitted by a local company, and will then get shipped all over the country. They don't have any big plans to use 70 vehicles in one raid here in the city. It's not logical, but the news refuses to do the legwork and ask questions. And that's where I think the texter was having an issue. There's no accountability to the news and what's being reported.
In fairness, though, Ricky, if you ask right now anything about any of these matters, you're going to get a big fat no comment. But I understand what you're saying. Maybe it's the vehicles that are in town and not the staff.
That's exactly what I work for, the company that builds those vehicles.
Okay.
That's exactly what it is. But they're using it to make people scared instead of just asking a simple question. Hey, why do you guys have all these vehicles here? It's not hard to look up the business name.
Sure, but Ricky, people are scared. You do grant us that.
Yes, people are scared. but they're also too lazy to do the research to realize I don't have anything to be scared about.
Ooh. Mm. Okay, you and I are going to disagree on that. I think there's plenty to be scared about, but, you know, I was showing Scott during the break a teenager cuffed and taken to a detention center. An American citizen was taken out of the Target where he works by heavily armed, masked federal agents. He did nothing wrong.
Why would they be at a Target?
He had his passport on him. What does that say to you, Scott?
That means he's scared.
A teenager who is working, an American citizen working at Target, goes to work with his passport. And why do you think that is? Of course, it's because he's terrified. That should terrify everyone, that someone can come up to you and say, show me your papers. He does. And then they take him away. He has since been, I think he was dumped off in a Walmart parking lot nearby.
In a competitor's parking lot?
He then went back to Target. And now that Target is, everyone's protesting the Target saying, you shouldn't have let the agents in. Well, what is the 18-year-old clerk at Target supposed to do when a large group of armed, masked federal agents come in and say, we're going to question your employees? What are you supposed to say, no to that? Yes, people are scared. And everyone had a cell phone on what happened there. So please don't try to tell me it did not happen. I've seen the arrest detainment.
And I'm aware that this occurred. I never thought of Target as a hotbed of illegal immigrants hanging out. Most people that I see at Target are white.
Home Depot parking lots have become frequent sites of this activity. And for some reason, Targets and Walmarts. I don't know why. Maybe because they have gigantic parking lots. I don't know.
But if the kid, and God
can you imagine that poor kid?
God forbid that we live in a world where a teenager has to take his passport to work for fear that somebody's going to walk in and accuse him of being in the country illegally. What proof or what evidence, and I know that this is rhetorical, by the way, Dana, what evidence did they have that would draw them to this teenage boy? And then even when he produces his passport,
he's screaming, I'm an American citizen.
He's still detained. Where is the common sense and logic in the way that we're going about doing this business? And I understand that's what some people got elected to, you know, that was the promise. You know, we're going to mass deportation now. We're the signs.
Okay, if you're going to do that, you'd better damned well be right.
Yeah, you better.
You'd better have correct information.
I'll remind everyone that, and I'm not trying to be vulgar, there was, under the Eisenhower administration in the 1950s,
yep.
And I'm only using this word because it was the name that they used. There was, it was called Operation Wetback in the 1950s, and they rounded up more than 3 million people and deported them. Many of the people that they deported were American citizens in the 1950s who had to fight legally had to fight to get back into the country. We have to be, if we're going to do this, okay, we have to be very careful. Very careful.
Home Depot has said federal agents are permitted to operate in publicly accessible areas and that the company does not coordinate with ICE or Border Patrol. Can you imagine being the target? And I cannot believe I'm about to defend Walmart here, but I will. Can you imagine being the Target or the Walmart or the Home Depot? You don't want to be anywhere near this.
No, this is a controversy.
Please,
you don't, yeah,
do leave not us alone. Come leave into our store or our parking lot.
Kevin in Lenexa. Kevin, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I just don't get why anybody's worried about if they do or don't have a mask on. I mean, it's nobody's business. What does it even hurt if they do have a mask on other than people have some theory that they're, you know, Nazi Gestapo people. It makes no difference if they do or don't have a mask on. Not all of them even do.
But you would agree that many of them do, would you not?
Oh, I'd say 9 out of 10 of them do, yeah. But what difference does it make?
Give me a real
reason why it makes a difference.
Would you be okay if local police all wore masks?
Yeah, I would be fine.
Really?
Yeah, it's none of my business. It's their job. I don't want them to do my job. I'm not going to try and do their job.
But it isn't your business. I mean, these are people who are you're literally the boss. Are you not?
No,
as a taxpayer?
No, I don't believe. I don't believe that. Like, you work for me, I pay you. I don't believe that.
Okay.
No, I don't believe that. It's none of our business, guys. Just let them do their job.
I think when they're handcuffing teenagers and taking them down in the Target vestibule, it becomes everybody's business, Kevin. I really do.
I would agree with you on that. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. So far, we're doing very well. We don't always have to agree, but we're keeping it above board, and I'm very happy about this. Let's keep it going that way, all right? Sam, Hetty Jean, everybody else, hang tight. We'll get more calls, more comments here in just a moment on Dana and Park. Let's get to Sam in North Kansas City. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you doing? Love your show.
Thank you. It's yours. Thank you very much.
A couple of things. And first of all, this here is off the subject, but yesterday you guys were talking, I want to tell Dana this, you guys were talking about sleep apnea and stuff like that, and this lady called in and said she stopped breathing 36 times an hour, something like that.
Yeah, 41, I believe it was. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to tell her, hold my beer. I did my sleep test at North Kansas City Hospital, and I stopped breathing 96 times an hour.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, and they thought I was going to peel the wallpaper off. But anyway, to the point, as far as the wearing the mask and stuff like that, you know, I totally agree with it. You know, they're already on pins and needles, you know, when they go up to somebody or anything like that, you know. And it'd be so easy for these criminals to find out who they are, where they live, and then threaten their families and then themselves too, you know. The criminals, they wear them so they don't be identified, so they don't get arrested, you know. But yeah, I'm all for it, you know. I mean, as long as I see that badge and they show their credentials and stuff like that, I'm totally fine with it, you know. I think it's a good idea.
Sam, I hope no one is fine with them marching into a private business, which is Target, and taking someone into custody who has done nothing wrong and is an American citizen. We should all be angry about that. That's not political.
Yeah, and
That's a trampling of his rights.
Too. Yeah, but it depends on the situation, too. Something like that, yeah. But, you know, when you go into a crowd of protesters, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. You know, that guy that shot that woman in Minneapolis, you know, they've got him in hiding right now, you know, just because, and his family.
Okay. All right, Sam. Hetty Jean.
I am speechless. I cannot believe it would be a travesty just for one person, of my opinion, to agree to somebody wearing a mask. I think it's just horrible. Humanity has just gone to the pot. It is horrible. I'm two-faced it. One side of me says I'm ashamed to be an American, but the other side doesn't. Why does anybody need to wear a mask? The Proud Boys need to get out of Kansas City.
Well, I don't want to equate ICE with the Proud Boys. I think that's a bridge too far. And I have seen no evidence of ICE in town, but then again, I live in Lily White, Western Zone here. But according to Channel 5, Channel 5 says
the vehicles are here.
The vehicles are at least here. Now, I'm assuming they're not hiring chauffeurs to drive these vehicles where they need to go. I presume that ICE agents are going to pick up these vehicles and take them wherever they're supposed to go. But I have not seen any evidence yet, video evidence or otherwise, that ICE is actually in Kansas City conducting their operations.
Five did update their story and say that there is no evidence of actual ICE operatives being in Kansas City.
There's no connection to it.
The vehicles that we're seeing, I mean, it's literally dozens and dozens and dozens. It's almost as that caller described. They're putting the decals on, rolling them out of the shop, putting them in a parking spot, pulling the next one in to put the decals on. That's it.
You know, one of the things I would Fair. Like to say as we tread carefully, and I try not to blow my lid, which I'm doing a pretty good job of.
I think you're doing really well.
You can be super pro law enforcement and also completely against the trampling of someone's civil rights. Both of those things can be true at the same time. You can be pro-law enforcement and anti-shoot and kill a mom in Minneapolis. All of those things can be true at the same time. Take politics out of it, and you can feel both of those things. You can feel deep anger over what happened and also be extremely supportive of law enforcement.
But I mean, I find it rather amazing that this has become, and we try to avoid politics at all costs on this show, and I think we're doing a decent job of at the moment. It's amazing to me, and I mentioned this last week on the show, how people on both sides of the aisle had already figured out what their opinion was going to be before they even watched the video. It was almost like everybody had been giving their marching orders. And you knew exactly, if I believe this, 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 and this, then regarding this shooting in Minneapolis, I have to fall on this side. And I say that for both sides, quite frankly. I guarantee you that people formulated their own opinion, check that, formulated an opinion on the shooting in Minneapolis last week before they ever watched the video. Because that is the polarization of American politics today.
Well, and it's gotten to the point now, the divisiveness is so on the forefront that you can't even make it a statement in the middle without getting aggressively painted on one side or the other.
Mm-hmm. Because I mean, if you're not all the way over here with me or all the way over here with me, then
if you so much as question one ideology, someone in the crowd will yell back at you because you love the other ideology. And it's like, I just asked a question. That was it.
I'm just sitting here in the middle minding
just
my own business.
Questions.
Right. No, you're right. Barb, what's up, sweet Barb?
Hey, Scott, can I ask you a question?
Yep.
On the film, now yesterday I heard on the news, I don't know if you did or not. I don't know how, you know, how this goes. But anyway, they said they're trying to pass a different law about bounty hunters and this situation with these gentlemen that you know, did the shooting, that they're going to pass a law to have more ID or more situation to protect the other person. I don't think it was right how they shot this woman because of her being in the car. Was she trying to get away?
There is certainly evidence that would suggest that, Barb, that because I would make this argument, and people, you're free to disagree with me all you want. If her goal was to be a domestic terrorist and it was to run over this ICE officer, then why did she go in reverse first? Why?
Well, where did you get this idea that she was anyway?
And I, you know, that's the narrative coming from the Justice Department was that she was the Homeland Security Department was that she was a domestic terrorist. If her goal was to run over that officer, I can't figure out why she went in reverse first. And also, they released the body camera footage from him, the officer that shot and killed Ms. Good. And in that, and I think they thought it would prove their point. It did the exact opposite, I would argue, because in that video, you see her sharply turning the steering wheel to the right, where he was he was to the left of the hood of that car. If she was trying to run him over, she would have been steering to the left, and you can clearly see in the video that she was steering to the right. And I would also make this argument. You could argue that first shot, but the second and third shot
from the side
came from the side of the vehicle at point blank range to her head, and that concerns me. And it should concern everyone.
Well, if you or I did that, we would be charged with murder.
That is correct.
Period.
That is correct. And I think it bears some note that local authorities have been all but forbidden, for lack of a better word, from conducting their own investigation. The FBI is the one and only law enforcement entity that is allowed to investigate this shooting, and I think you can read between the tea leaves on that as well. And I'm not trying to be provocative, but let's be
honest. There is not going to be justice in this case.
No, there won't. There will not. But two of the three shots, and likely the two shots that killed her, came from the side of the car at point blank range. I can't see a scenario, quite frankly, where anyone can defend that.
And there are fewer people that even could, because seven U.S. attorneys resigned over this today.
That is correct.
Seven. We are at seven.
Seven attorneys have resigned because of the way that this case is being handled. That is correct. Dakota in Kansas City, looks like you're going to get the last word. Hello.
All right. Thank you guys for having me. I just want to point out, like, politics aside, it's not about math. It's just about accountability. But we've seen all the videos over and over again where they don't identify themselves. We have nobody knows who they are. There's accountability at every level of government, whether or not it actually goes through or people get punished for their crimes. It's just a huge lack of accountability where ICE agents, we've seen them do it, illegally arrest somebody or detain somebody for no reason. It's just over and over again. At some point, there has to be accountability. The doxing thing, I do agree with. I don't know if it's actually happening. I mean, depending on where that information is coming from. But again, it's just, there's no accountability for these people. There's not really accountability at the federal government, but that's a whole different topic. But again, it's just, they need to be held accountable for these things and punished accordingly.
Dakota, thank you for the call. Hey, when we get back, it would not be unusual for you to see a brawl on a hockey rink, right? Like, there's not that much
pretty common
new in the news about a hockey brawl. Would it be news to you if those brawling were 8 years old? There is an investigation underway after a, let's call it an organized brawl, Scott, happened on the hockey rink between a bunch of 8-year-olds. It's one of those stories that you're like, shouldn't be laughing at this.
Get them young.
But I'm laughing at this.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest,
If shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If y'all are in a bad mood, I'm going to tell you what to do right now. Just throw on some Pointer Sisters and the Neutron Dance because...
It's coming up at 5. Leave us alone.
You will not be able to get it out of your head. You will actually jump up and start dancing.
The only reason I can't get it out of my head is because you keep singing it. It's not playing in my head. I'm actually hearing it.
It's been playing on my head on a loop for like 3 days. I don't know why. Dun, 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 dun.
Well, look at these kids go at it.
Oh, let's talk about that hockey story. My gosh.
Hershey, Pennsylvania.
It's funny, but it's not funny.
Oh, it's funny. Wild night at the Hershey Bears hockey game on Saturday night as a team of mostly 8-year-old hockey players ended up fighting each other on the ice during a break in the game. The videos show what was supposed to be a scrimmage between team members turning into a massive melee during the intermission of the Hershey Bears game. A father attending the Hershey Bears game with his family for the first time recorded one version of the incident, capturing children shoving, kicking, and punching each other. The Atlantic Amateur Hockey Association described the event as a staged fight in a statement on its Facebook page, clarifying that it did not sanction the intermission play.
We are aware of a staged fight that occurred last night at the Hershey Bears ALH game involving the Pennsylvania 8 and under team.
How do they know it was staged?
Affiliate league and club officials are investigating the matter and appropriate disciplinary action will be taken against players and team officials involved with the fight.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
We now know who's not going to set up their base camp in the Kansas City area for the World Cup.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Germany has decided that they are going to hang out in Wake Forest, not in Kansas City.
Between the Steelers last night and this news this morning.
It just gets worse.
Are you doing okay?
No, I'm not. I'm hanging by a thread.
Okay.
I am hanging by a thread, Sam.
Well, if you need anything, call Dana.
I had to take down my Steelers flag this morning. I was just embarrassed. I was embarrassed.
Sorry.
Germany has announced that they are going to... They have games in Houston, Toronto, and East Rutherford, New Jersey. They did look at... Rock Chalk Park at KU, but decided against it. It was apparently too far out of the from where they were going to be. South Korea has also decided that they will not be setting up base camp in Kansas City, in the Kansas City area. However, England apparently is very interested in the Kansas City area.
Oh.
So is Colombia.
That'd be a good one, right?
So is Colombia. Uh-huh. And Argentina, which will be playing at least one of their games here, has also indicated an interest in Kansas City. So has Holland. So, all right. France announcing over the weekend that they are going to base camp in Boston. Portugal has picked the Riviera Maya in Mexico. Ooh, that would be lovely. But we're still in the running for England, Colombia, Argentina, and Holland.
When will we know for real?
Relatively soon. The schedules are not out yet. I don't think the schedules are out 100% yet. They're close.
It would be great to have the Dutch here.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
And certainly England. Mm-hmm. England travels. Now, here's what you don't want. You don't want the English fans.
The hooligans.
The hooligans. There's a reason they're called the hooligans.
But years ago in Orlando, when the Netherlands were in Orlando, I went down and partied with a bunch of orange-wearing Dutch folks. They were great.
You know what I've never understood? Is the Dutch flag is red, white, and blue. Three stripes all the way across from left to right. And yet their team uniform is orange.
Right.
Why?
I don't know.
It has to do with royal families and their colors and,
is that true?
And all of that.
Is that true?
Yeah, it stems from the House of Orange-Nassau, the Dutch royal family.
Indeed.
Named after the Principality of Orange in France.
Yes.
Yeah, with William of Orange leading the revolt for independence from Spain. It's a powerful symbol of national pride, unity, and royalty.
Orange, you glad you asked?
Okay. Out.
You.
Out.
Out. Right now. Get out. Yes, I am glad that I asked. But no,
something new.
I would love to see, like, England come here. Argentina would travel well.
Oh, yeah. Colombia would be great, too.
Yeah, any one of them would be fine. All I care about is that we get teams that travel well. Because it's not necessarily the fans coming in because their team necessarily is going to be playing at Arrowhead.
Oh yeah,
they're like super rich fans
that are just coming to watch some football.
They will just come to watch practice.
Did you guys see? And if you missed this, go look on the Kansas City Star. They've done a profile today on the All Nations Flag Company, which has been around forever. Mm-hmm. Like that's where you go to get your flag in town. That's always where I've gone to get my flags. And they are gearing up. They've been around since 1924.
Have they been around that long?
1924. You know, it's right down there in the River Market.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can imagine, they are celebrating their 102nd year in business, doing nothing sun up to sundown, but making these flags.
Is that a fact?
Yes. You ought to get yourself one.
Well, I just took my Steelers flag down last night.
I know.
Actually, that was this morning.
Put your Germany flag away.
They are creating custom flags made to exact specifications to ensure authenticity for every nation represented. How cool is that?
From the text line, I think I would have learned more in history if Dan had been my teacher.
Oh,
smiley
yeah.
face, weirdo. Aww,
thank you.
News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.